This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Tuesday morning, and I hope you're ready for a good day today. We want to start the day the best way possible, opening God's Word, the Bible, and hearing what He has to say to us. You know, when you start your day that way, God always has something to say to you that shapes your life. And if day after day you keep on coming to God in that way, and as God speaks into your life, you say yes to Him, and you begin to build your life around what He has said in His Word, the Bible, then you are gradually building on a solid foundation, walls that will withstand the storms of life, the pressures of life, the terrible circumstances we often find ourselves in. You need God in your life. And you need to build your life around His Word so that you'll stand in those difficult days. We're looking this week at a period of time in Israel's history in the Old Testament, 400 years after Moses has delivered the people of Israel from Egypt and their slavery there, and then Joshua has led them into the Promised Land. And now, having experienced all of that that God has done for them, the people, after Joshua dies and that generation dies, the people just walk away from God. They're influenced by the people around them who don't know God or honor God and live very pagan lives, and the people of Israel start to follow that way of life too, and it offends God greatly. Well, isn't that what we find in our lives? We can't just rest in how great things are going in our spiritual lives. We have to constantly nurture our relationship with God if we want it to stay at the center of our lives. Well, the next step in this cycle that we see happening seven times over 400 years in Israel's history, the first step is that they walk away from God. The second step is that God does not accept that in their lives. They're His people. He loves His relationship with them, and He's not happy for them to just forget that and really destroy their own lives with what they do in walking away from Him. And so here's what it says. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And He gave them over to plunderers who plundered them. And He sold them into the hand of their surrounding enemies, so that they could no longer withstand their enemies. Whenever they marched out, the hand of the Lord was against them for harm, as the Lord had warned, and as the Lord had sworn to them. And, as a result, they were in terrible distress. I wonder if you look at your life right now, if maybe you are at a place of terrible distress in your life. I don't know what's going on in your life. And many times, as we see in the Bible, these times of terrible distress are not from God. They're not a result of sin in our lives or pushing God away. They're simply part of the challenge of living in this fallen world, and God walks with us through those times. But what this passage shows us is that there are also times in our lives when we ignore God. We can get so busy with other things that we just think, oh, I don't need really to keep God at the center of my life. Maybe you stop going to church and you stop reading your Bible. And so without those influences, right and wrong don't seem so important anymore. And just doing what feels good seems much more important, especially if the people around you are living that way and you leave God out. God won't accept that. And so sometimes the terrible distress we find in our lives is because God allows our lives to fall apart to remind us how much we need Him, how important He is in our lives. That's exactly what He was doing for the people of Israel here in this time. And it happened seven times. First, they forgot Him, pushed Him away, went their own way, and then God allowed terrible things to happen. God even opposed their lives. He did not allow them to be successful. Why did they experience that terrible distress? God was reaching out to them, calling them back to himself. Is that what he's doing in your life today? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.